It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO. We have not only Gwen Kilcher, who writes the popular Plant Doctor column in the Press Democrat with Dana Lozano every first and third Saturdays of the month for the last 27 or so plus years in the KSRO greenhouse as our permanent Garden Talk show co-host, but also Professor Rachel Spaeth from the Luther Burbank Gardens at Sonoma and Santa Rosa Avenue. She's the garden curator. She's been in that position for a number of years, also teaching now at UC Davis plant propagation, and is the buggy botanist. You know your bugs too, don't you?
I do. I wear a lot of hats.
A lot of hats. And you can reach Rachel and Gwen right now at 636-1350. Renee is on the phone and wants to just thank us for promoting her big tomato sale. Renee, good morning and welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
How'd you do on tomato sales?
You know what? It was the most successful so far, so that is super exciting. I just wanted to tell you guys that everybody that came in, I would ask them, how'd you hear about the fundraiser? And I will have to tell you that the garden show, my people from, your people from the garden show, the listeners, were the most kind, fun, and generous people. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for coming out and being a part of it.
Wonderful. And so the proceeds go to where?
Yeah, so the proceeds go 100%. Every single dollar goes to the All Care Foundation. And there's foundation, family foundation that we have, and what we do is we focus in on making sure that they have food. So we send money over there monthly for orphanages and their nutrition program so that they're able to go to school and do all the things, you know, that they're able to do so they're not worrying about their next meal. It's a pretty amazing organization. If anybody wants to find out more about it, you can go to our website, which is the www.allcare.org, and it's A-L-K-A-R-E.
Renee, congratulations on another successful sale. We bought some tomato plants. They're thriving in our backyard right now.
Woo-hoo!
And we thank all of our listeners, especially, who are supporting you and the good work that All Care Foundation does. Thanks, Renee.
Amazing people. Thank you, guys. I so appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
636-1350 for gardening questions. Open lines right now for both Rachel and Miss Kilcher, or Steve at KSRO.com. So next Sunday's the big deal. And you being a mom, this is an important event at Luther Burbank for you.
That's true. So from 11 to 3, you can come and join us. It's $3 to get in. If you're over 12, if you're under 12, it's free. We have docents stationed in every quadrant of the house, so you can come in and go through the house. We'll have lemonade and cookies in the greenhouse. And then we've got lots of really fun hands-on activities for the whole family. So there's a rose-smelling competition.
I was going to ask you whether you're going to do that again.
Yeah, we are going to do that again. You know, it's really successful every year, and every year I seem to get one or two people who can actually identify the colors of each rose based on the fragrance.
That's so hard to believe.
I know, right? And then this year, the timing with the weather is actually magnificent. Usually our roses bloom about a week or two before Mother's Day, just because we get that temperature spike in February and it kind of speeds up the phenology on everything. But since it's been pretty mild, I think we should have a very full rose garden still. It's really beautiful right now, and we're just kind of hoping that it'll just hold on for another week.
Marvelous. How many varieties of roses do you have planted?
We have over 150 in the Rose Garden, and we launched this other project this year that's a community engagement project where we're having people come and count the number of blossoms on each of our roses. We broke it up into 20 bush segments so that nobody has to count all 150 bushes, and we're going to see which ones are performing most optimally and which ones are subpar, and that will inform us on which ones we need to replace next year. For the last couple of years, we've just been replacing based on if it was dead or not. That's pretty obvious, but underperforming is still, not optimal. So we want it to be magnificent all the
You're
time.
You're sitting next to the queen of purging right here, Gwen Kilcher.
She helped us get rid of a couple this year, actually. Yes. she came through, and we had given her a bucket of kiwi. And for our bucket of kiwi, she provided her and her son's labor to come and help us with pruning some of our massive rose bushes. And one of them was just... They just leaned on it and it fell right over. Oh. So we said, you know, let's just take it out.
Wow, that'll be beautiful. So hopefully the timing will be perfect and many will be in full bloom next Sunday.
Yeah. That's well, wonderful. And then we have other activities too. There's clay pot painting and we use water-based paint, but then we glaze it with like a clear coat on the outside so the kids can paint and the parents can feel safe about the kids painting. And then my daughter painted one for me like 3 or 4 years ago that still is very vibrant and magnificent from having that spray coat on the outside of it. Oh. We're going to do some rock arranging. We've got a lady who's a child care specialist from Sonoma State, and she's bringing all these really wonderful, fun rocks so you can get your Zen sculpture on a little bit. And Sonoma State Biology is coming up and bringing a garden insects display, so we'll have some live critters and some things that people can play with. Just lots of really fun stuff. The Apple Tree Morris Dancers are coming again. They do like a spring fertility dance for us every year that's right around noon, and they're really fun and entertaining to watch. They've got bells and sticks and flutes and all kinds of fun jingling things. You can bring a picnic and have a picnic on our lawn, which is wonderful. If it's not raining, which I don't think it will be, we bring out the 1926 Dodge and a bunch of really fun old hats so you can do photo ops with the really old car.
I'm entranced.
There's just so much. There's so much to do. It's like, wow, can I actually accomplish all of these things in 4 hours?
But it's really a fair.
It really kind of is, yeah.
And how are the new... Burbank plums that you planted faring?
Oh, they're doing really well, actually. We're going to get, I think it's going to be a pretty decent fruit set this year. Mm-hmm. We were a little nervous because we did get hit with some strong rain and wind after they flowered. So, a lot of them are looking really good. We're up to about 60 now in our multi-grafted plum orchard. And then our multi-grafted apple is up to 52 cultivars this year.
And Elephant Heart's one of them? That's my
favorite. Elephant Heart is one of them. That is correct. It is delicious. And it's Burbank.
And Burbank did that too. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So there's so much going on. And are there plants for sale?
There will be plants for sale. How could I forget the plant sale? Everything that we grow is sustainably grown. So we don't spray anything with pesticides. We are not certified organic because we use a fertilizer that has fish emulsion in it and some seaweed that's harvested from the ocean. And since there's so much plastic in the ocean, when you harvest it, even to make fertilizer, it can't be certified organic. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. I mean, we grow everything sustainably, but so there's no pesticides. We don't use any neonicotinoids. Basically, if it has pests on it, I just discard it and don't offer it for sale. A lot of the stuff is... dug up from the garden, so we just propagate in-house, and then the other stuff is all seeded. Some of it's really good heirlooms. There's a lot of unique Burbank varieties, including we have a lot of white blackberries for sale this year, the Snowbank. Yeah. So that's really fun.
What about vegetables?
Vegetables, yeah. We've got tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers and watermelons and beans. We have a Burbank stringless green bean that we got from the USDA a couple of years ago.
How's that?
Oh, it's magnificent. They make these really long, straight beans that are really good if you like to pickle beans especially. Wow. Or fresh eating, they can be a little bit tough unless you get them like right off the bat. But if you steam them or you saute them,
they're more like
really good.
Kentucky Wonder type of bean?
Kind of, yeah. But they're a bush.
Bush bean.
Uh-huh. Yep, so they're a low bush bean. We do have some purple pole beans. I grow those because they're my daughter's favorite. Some really fantastic chocolate mint. We even have a couple of houseplants.
Do you have any
year.
Thai mint? Thai basil, rather.
I do have Thai holy basil, the Caprao variety, and we're selling 6 packs of that for a mere $2.
Thank you, because we have trouble. We like planting it. We haven't been able to find it. It's amazing how many people sold out of it already.
Yeah, I think it's just really popular now. People like that extra little punch that it makes, and then you can make it into a tea, or you can use it as a supplement in herbs and stuff.
So. It's one-stop entertainment and shopping all at Luther Burbank next Sunday on Mother's Day. Rachel Spaeth is here to tell us about it. If you're a parent out there, if you're a grandparent, I can't think of a better thing to do. Even if you're going to go out for Eggs Benedict with Mom, go on over to the Luther Burbank and enjoy the festival all afternoon. 11 to 3, is it next Sunday, Rachel?
Yep, 11 to 3, $3 if you're a big person and free if you're under 12.
636-1350. We are taking Garden Talk questions as always. I know a lot of folks heard the human race this morning and assumed we weren't on, but this is our number two of Garden Talk, and we welcome any questions garden-wise at 636-1350, or you can shoot us an email. Both Gwen and Rachel are here in the KSRO greenhouse to answer your questions. Steve@KSRO.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Sonoma County has become smarter by cutting down on waste, and that includes electronic devices. It's not only good for the planet. It's illegal to dispose of many electronic devices in your trash can. Toxic materials from your TV, laptop, cell phones, and similar devices contaminate the earth when they break down.
Fortunately, Zero Waste Sonoma, in partnership with the Conservation Corps North Bay, holds free e-waste collection events in your community. You can drive up, drop off, and drive on.
The next free event is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Healdsburg Community Center from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
To see a list of acceptable electronic waste and to learn more about recycling programs in your area, visit ZeroWasteSonoma.gov. Then bring your unwanted or broken electronic devices for recycling.
Dispose of your electronics this weekend at the free recycling event at the Healdsburg Community Center, 1557 Healdsburg Avenue. Join us as we strive for zero waste in Sonoma County.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
The Home Depot has very good news for your lawn. It's called Scott's Thicker Lawn. Right now, from only $19.98 a bag. Thicker Lawn is a 3-in-1 mixture of seed, fertilizer, and soil improver. Perfectly formulated for thicker lawns and happier lawn owners. So spread the word for up to a 50% thicker lawn after just one application. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Thicker Lawn from only $19.98 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Cool attempts for the weekend today at 69, 56 along the coast. Partly cloudy conditions above us. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 46, 47 on the shores. Sunny for tomorrow at 65, 57 in Bodega Bay. A few clouds come back for Monday at 69, 59 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
If you're worried about kids being bored at the Luther Burbank Mother's Day, it is it's geared toward kids' activities, isn't it, next Sunday?
Yeah, it sure is. It's really about, you know, I mean, having something that can get the wiggles out a little bit.
And there's something additional you wanted to mention.
Yeah, I totally forgot to mention our matching game that we're doing. So we have a matching game where you match pictures of the plants up with the kinds of seeds that they produce. So the seeds are in these little clear solo cups so you can see them really well. And then the pictures are of the flowers or of the plant in big form. And you can try to figure out if you can match them up.
Were you a preschool teacher in a former life?
No. I do have kids, though, so, you know.
But there's so many cool things that you've thought of to do them. And I love the online newsletter that I happen to see. There's so much great writing. You honor one of the volunteers, Jerry is it Thoman?
Thoman, yeah.
What a wonderful write-up about him.
Oh, he's a magnificent person. He's got this really fancy tree-pulling tool that he's been able to pull these suckers, like walnut suckers. So we have a lot of squirrels, right? Because we've got beechnuts and chestnuts and walnuts and acorns and whatever. So they plant tons of walnuts everywhere. And Jerry's got this tool that he made out of a peeler pole with a bolt and a hole drilled in it. And he ties a sailor's knot around that stump and around this peeler pole and then sticks an iron rod through there. And he just twists it. And he's pulled out like 4 foot long tap roots from these walnuts that we've been cutting off for a decade.
Gwen, can you envision it's what amazing. Rachel's describing?
Yeah.
You can.
It's okay. It almost sounds like a soil auger.
Kind of is a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he created this.
He created this. He's a very, very creative person, and he comes up with all sorts of fun things.
He should patent this and sell it. People would buy these things.
He's a tinkerer. He does it for the fun and the love of it.
That's wonderful. Do you do this in each issue of honoring a volunteer, or is this some one-time shot?
I think that this is something new that we've kind of started just in general, just to make sure that since it is a volunteer-driven entity, we really want to make sure that we're honoring and upholding those people. We have about 125 volunteers currently, and they do the majority of the work there. I'm there part-time as the curator. I do about 20 to 26 hours a week, and then we have two office staff. But other than that, all of the weeds are hand-pulled by our volunteers. All of the docent-led tours are volunteers. Even the people that sit in our gift shop are all volunteers. So it's really an organization that is community driven, and it's a lot. But I mean, sometimes people come through and they're like, you guys have a lot of weeds in that particular area. And I have to step back a little bit because they're not trying to offend the people that do all the work. They just don't know.
No, they don't know.
It's okay. And honestly, if I have a couple of weeds in a section, people are more likely to ask if I need help. So maybe we got to keep an area a little weedy.
She's so smart. How is the kiwi that ate Manhattan doing?
Oh, it's magnificent. Yeah, this thing is huge. It hasn't opened up to flower yet. I don't think it'll make it by Mother's Day. Usually it's about Memorial Day that thing opens. And boy, the fragrance on it is just intoxicating when you stand underneath that canopy.
How much kiwi do you get off that plant?
Last year we harvested over 100 gallons of kiwi.
100 gallons?
So you go by gallons, not pounds.
Well, we go by gallons because we collect it in 5-gallon buckets.
Okay.
And so it's easier for us to track it by the bucket full than by weight.
Okay.
Besides being a magnificent test garden and open to the public, you do special events there too, don't you?
We do. So people can call and inquire about having a wedding or a memorial ceremony there. We've had birthday parties there. There's some other things in the works. Sometimes we do other fundraisery sort of events. Right now, we're typically just doing the two big ones, which is Mother's Day and then our holiday open house, which is the first weekend in December.
And aren't you doing a tour in July or something?
Yeah, so I've been doing like a garden tour where it's a special tour with the curator. Mm-hmm. We're also working with a botanical artist who's local. Her name is Amber Turner. She does magnificent work. She's been featured at the New York Botanical Gardens and at Filoli and Berkeley and a whole bunch of places. We're working on making a tree finder book. So she does drawing in the garden with people. You can just show up when she's there drawing. Usually it's on a Saturday afternoon. And she'll teach you how to do botanical art, how to see those structures. Because a lot of times, some people just don't know when they look at a tree that tree might have some very interesting and unique characteristics. They might just see the whole tree and not know that there are hairy armpits in the corners of the leaf veins on the midrib of a particular oak tree or something like that.
You did say hairy armpits, didn't you?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we call those. It's where you get like a V shape forming on the vein on the underside of the midrib, and it just has a little tuft of hair there in the base. So we call that's a botanical term, hairy armpits.
I love that. It's very charming. Did you have a question, Gwen?
I forgot. I was wondering. Don't you have an event also for Luther Burbank's birthday?
We did. March 7th,
and actually, yes, so we planted 170 Shasta daisies for Luther Burbank's 170th birthday, and we dedicated a Santa Rosa plum. So that big brick fountain that was out front that used to be gorgeous when it had water in it, but then it had a crack in it and they couldn't fix it. Oh. So it was empty for a very long time. We schlepped, me and a whole bunch of city workers, and even my homeless friend who hangs out front the gate helped too. We shoveled 15 yards of soil into this fountain. And
That's a lot of soil.
It's a lot of soil, yeah. We planted a Santa Rosa plum and 170 Shasta daisies, and last week? No, I guess it was like 3 days ago, the first one bloomed. So we have flowers that are starting to form in our
Shastas
now.
Perfect for Mother's Day also.
Yeah.
So instead of taking out the fountain, you just repurposed it.
We repurposed it. Yeah, they came in with jackhammers and busted out the bottom. Uh-huh. And we kept the big giant boulders that were in there so that they're kind of like stepping stones throughout there. But now they're stepping stones that you can actually hop on and off of without risking breaking your arm. So that's really nice.
Mm-hmm. So did you do the jackhammering too?
No, I didn't do the jackhammering. Since it's the city of Santa Rosa Park, they don't let us use power tools that use gasoline. We have to use electric only. Oh. So that's why I was very excited when you talked about that electric chainsaw so many weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
Because now I can get away with having a chainsaw there because I can plug it in.
How's the quince doing?
The quince is magnificent. We're going to have a huge crop on it this year. So the Van Diemen quince that's there is an original that Luther Burbank planted in 1914. And if people don't know what it is, it looks like a big, hard, furry apple. They smell magnificent. And so a lot of people who don't know what it is will try to take a bite out of them when they're ripe. And then I just kind of see them sitting around the garden with the disappointed teeth marks in there. But you can cook them down, and they make a magnificent – you can slice them really thin and put them on lamb chops with a little balsamic vinegar and roast them in the oven. They're very good like that. Or you can make membrillo by cooking it down with an equal portion of sugar, and it makes a beautiful rose-colored jam as well.
And it's wonderful perfume bouquet. The aroma is wonderful. People use them to deodorize their dainty drawer, too.
I didn't know that. That's magnificent. You learn something new every day.
Wow.
So that and don't pick the quince and eat it. Like, don't pick a pear and try to eat it off the tree.
Right, exactly. And actually, that kind of leads me back to the apple tree that we grafted that has 50 apples on it. When I first started, since the apple tree is right next to the bathrooms, people have a hard time waiting for the bathrooms without picking an apple that looks kind of ripe off of the tree. So I do have to caution you that most of the cultivars that I've been putting on there lately are cider. Mm. I even put one on there called Crabby Lady.
That's really the name of it?
That's really the name of the apple.
Oh, gosh, that's hysterical. Joe has a question about propagation. I think Joe came to the right edition of Garden Talk this morning. Welcome to the show, Joe. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey,
good morning, good doctor.
What good can morning. We do for you? What's your question, Joe?
The question is this. I'm wondering if you could take a shoot that's coming right off the grape right now and propagate it with bottom heat. And the same thing with roses.
With roses, you can definitely get away with doing that with the little mason jar method. And I even saw somebody with a blog on the internet who says that those venti coffee cups from Starbucks work magnificently as miniature greenhouses. With grapes, it's definitely better to do it when the plants are dormant. So you want those dormant sticks for that. I'm not saying it's impossible. You could definitely try it, especially if you're just pruning those branches off anyways. Then if you've got the bench space, you might as well try it. Usually you don't really need a lot of rooting hormone with grapes. The one problem that you're going to run into is if you have any of those soil problems that they graft the grapes specifically to combat, and you do just a cutting from a grape, you might end up losing that grape eventually if it's on its own roots.
I see. Well, this is the Concord type.
Yeah, a lot of the Concord types are even grafted, and usually when they do the grafted grapes, they're using like a wild grape rootstock. We do have a native California grape that you could probably use as a rootstock, and you might even be able to find those just walking along a creekway growing wild.
And they do sell them at nurseries, too.
They do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do.
Okay.
Like, especially good. Native nursery.
And what about roses? Do they do well with just a green type of cuttings?
You're going to run into a similar sort of problem. So most of the roses that you would purchase at the store are going to be grafted onto a multiflora rootstock. So that's why you end up seeing these two different leaf patterns on a rose, or somebody will be like, oh, I'm getting both red and white roses on my rose bush. And say, well, you better cut the red ones off or you won't have any more white ones. So if you do have suckers from a rose bush, you could just root those and then graft right onto that. Or you can try, especially if it's a hybrid tea or a floribunda, you may find that those aren't very resistant to especially the nematodes that we have in our soil.
Okay.
You could graft, if you wanted to graft them, and just grow them in containers with a good planting mix, and then avoid the nematode problem. Absolutely. Or any other pathogens that are in your garden soil.
Yep.
Okay.
Does that help, Joe?
Yes. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll take a break at that point and be back with Rachel Spate. Before we take the break, I'm sorry I'm not really up on my Starbucks nomenclature. What is the venti cup? Why is that the one that you suggest using as a little mini greenhouse?
Oh, yeah. That's the one that the lady in the blog did. I personally can't drink that much coffee. It's the gigantic one.
Oh, all right. Yeah. The largest size one.
Yeah, I get all jittery and weird if I drink that much coffee.
But you just put it over your plant start? Is that...
So, yeah, it's got the little dome lid in there.
Oh, I see.
And so it's you know, you've got your long scion that's probably about a foot long, and you bury that so that you've got five nodes under and three nodes up. And then it acts as a little greenhouse to keep the humidity in there.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
If you drink enough caffeine.
If you drink enough caffeine, go for it.
So we'll take a break. We'll be right back with Gwen Kilcher and Rachel Spaeth, who we just learned is the grafter of the Crabby Lady Cider Apple. That's good. That's going to have to be your nickname when you're not in a good mood when you're coming. But she's always in a great mood.
She is always in a good mood. Yeah.
Steve Garner along with Gwen Kilcher in the KS Arto Greenhouse at 1105 Chef John Ash as we celebrate Kentucky Derby today and reveal some incredibly new and innovative bourbons to you that you can sip right here in Sonoma County. We'll also demystify the wet biscuit controversy that is brewing. If you're a baker, you'll know what I'm talking about. We'll talk to the inventor of the wet biscuit dough this morning, calling in from Atlanta, Georgia today. And we'll also chat about a few other Derby-related things. We'll also debrief the Wine Country Chefs of Tomorrow event that took place Wednesday down in Rohnert Park at the DoubleTree. John Ash was one of the judges. We'll find out which high school prevailed.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right. My team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's fast track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates? That's okay, because Cross Country's unique lock and shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgeadair.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgeadair.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Join Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour for the spring open house of A Better Way Produce and Nursery, broadcasting live Saturday, May 11th from 9 to noon.
Meet owner Daniel Gibbs, botanical artist and licensed landscape contractor, and experience his family's unique farm and nursery. Check out their new beneficial insect display. Tour the grounds and see nearly 1,000 plant species, easy-to-shop sections dedicated to categories like good under oaks, good under redwoods, drought-tolerant dwarf, spring color, and more. See their small spaces demonstration gardens and their koi pond. Just in time for Mother's Day, they have beautiful hanging flower baskets. Once an hour, enter to win one. Must be present to win.
That's the spring open house of A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Live broadcast with Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour. Saturday, May 11th from 9 to noon at 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Talk. A Better Way Produce and Nursery. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Deal yourself a career at Grayton. Enroll in our free Blackjack Dealer School. Meet Simon, table game supervisor.
I started off as a student in the dealer school, and 5 years later, I'm supervising.
Join the team. Earn $20 per hour or more with tips. Enroll in Blackjack Dealer School today. Space is limited, so sign up at GreightonResortCasino.com.
Join Chef John Ash from 5:30 to 7 Tuesday, May 7th at Sally Tomatoes in Rohnert Park to learn about the KSRO Culinary Cruise with Oceania Cruises in October 2020. This amazing 9-day Adriatic Awakening cruise starts in Greece and ends with an overnight in beautiful Venice. While at sea, you'll enjoy cocktail parties and dinner plus hands-on cooking classes with Chef Ash. Learn all about it Tuesday, May 7th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Sally Tomatoes in Rohnert Park. For more info, email ksro@travelwise.net.
It is Garden Talk live at KSRO, celebrating 32 years in the greenhouse. Steve Gardner, along with Gwen Kilcher and special guest Rachel Spaeth. And we want to divert just for a moment from plant-related information to talk about Rachel's unorthodox background. Where did you grow up, Rachel?
I'm from a really small town called Emporium, Pennsylvania, nestled in the middle of the Appalachian Mountains, pretty much next to nothing.
And what did that town used to be called?
Well, in the 1940s, they used to call it Girlstown, USA, because that was when the World War II was happening. And so the Sylvania factory is there, which developed the tube for tube radios and amplifiers and light bulbs and stuff like that. So there were so many females working in the factory at that time that if you were a man and you walked down this little town that's 9/10 of a mile wide, you would get whistled at by the women.
Isn't that the best story?
That's cool.
Girlstown, yeah. USA, yeah, yeah. But now Emporium, Pennsylvania.
Right, yeah.
Did you have a garden there as a kid?
I did. So I was raised without television, and my mother always gardened. We did a lot of canning and preserving food, and they've got a really short growing season there. So it's kind of like boom and bust, you know. You get a whole bunch of stuff, and then it's all canning season, and then you're back to shoveling your weather again.
And are you near any of the sites, like the Shakers and the Quakers and Mennonites and all those communities?
Yeah, there's a lot of Amish over there and stuff in general. So you have to be really careful when you're driving down like roadways when it's really foggy, because they can be going in their horse and buggy and they only have to have one lantern shaking in the back of that buggy. So if it's foggy, you can come up on them really quickly. Wow. And now when we think fog, we think Bay Area fog, which is much, much thicker than Pennsylvania fog, but it's still pretty thick there.
They're known for their gardening skills and acumen, aren't they?
Absolutely. And so they have a lot of farmers markets that you can get really fantastic produce. They've been saving their seed for generations, and so you can get really great seeds from them. You have to be a little bit careful with the produce because they do use horse manure as their fertilizer, and so if you don't properly wash your produce that you get from them, you can get E. coli sometimes, because it's just the way that works.
But that's a good idea to always wash your produce.
Oh, it's a good idea to always wash your produce anyways. And magnificent cultivars, really, really old varieties of apples that are delicious, and tomatoes, and yeah, good stuff.
Well, if you could grow things in Pennsylvania, coming to California is a piece of cake.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's funny. So one time Luther was back in Boston giving a speech to people, and they asked him, if you could raise anything in Massachusetts, what would it be? And he said, enough money to get back to California.
With that, we'll take a break. Rachel Spaeth, the garden curator of the Luther Burbank Gardens on Sonoma and Santa Rosa Avenue. It's truly a landmark, an important part of Santa Rosa's history. And how many of us out here, not including me, I've been a number of times, but I know a lot of folks still have never made it to this so important part of our local history. Great opportunity next Sunday, Mother's Day, for the Mother's Day Chosen Spot Plant Expo and Sale. There are more activities than any kid could participate in. So if you have a child or grandchild and want something wonderful to do from 11 to 3 next Sunday, make sure to check it out. We'll be back after this.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
This is Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO. When I relocated here 6 years ago and set up my Rincon Valley home, I decided that here in the Rose City, I'd better get the color of roses in my home, and I kind of stumbled on King's Nursery right in the middle of Santa Rosa. I found a panorama of sights and aromas that made King's my absolute go-to spot for roses, hanging baskets, potted plants inside and outside. 5 years later, small indoor plants have transformed into large, luxurious, and healthy additions to my home, and the ground surrounding has become a vista of colors and fragrance. Everything from gorgeous rose trees to healthy and colorful baskets to morning glories climbing and reaching for the sky. King's Nursery is simply flower heaven right here in the middle of the Rose City. I cannot recommend King's more enthusiastically. 1212 13th Street, Santa Rosa, or ask your smartphone directions to King's Nursery, Santa Rosa. It's the perfect time to add color and fragrance to your life. King's Nursery, 1212 13th Street, just a few blocks off College, or kingsflowernursery.com.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. Find a wide selection of garden starts, savor farm fresh eggs and produce like fresh strawberries, avocados, and asparagus. Enjoy farm-to-table almonds, walnuts, and healthy salad greens. Discover quality beef, pork, fresh seafood, and freshly made sausages. Multiple food vendors are serving up an excellent breakfast and lunch using farm fresh products. Minhee's Korean Cuisine, The Green Grocer, Mi Fiesta's Fresh Tamales, and a whole lot more. Santa Rosa's original Farmer's Market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmer's Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise. Paradise Pet Resorts.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
So when you come to the big Mother's Day event next Sunday at the Luther Burbank, what other kind of vegetable starts will you have available, Rachel?
Oh, yeah. So we do have zucchini, the costata romanesca. We've got some really cool patty pan squash that are super warty. And then we're going to have a bunch of Burbank stuff. So we got the Burbank slicer tomato. We've got the Burbank stringless green bean. We've got the Snowbank white blackberry. And then we've got some flowers that he introduced too. So one of them's really a really cool iris that has a California native relative. It's called Cisrhynchium striatum, or the yellow-eyed grass.
Do you know that one, Gwen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Luther introduced that one in 1922, and it's a beautiful, tall grass, and ours are just starting to flower now, so it's a really good time to check those out. We also offer the big Burbank zinnias.
Those are beautiful.
Yeah, so if you ever get the Burpee Giants mix, those are because of Luther Burbank.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? Light bulbs.
Yeah, wow.
He's also the person that made gladiolus what it is today. Before Luther got to the gladiolus, it was like 3 flowers on a spindly, wimpy little stalk. And now every giant panicle that you see with a magnificent gladiolus flower plume on it is because of Luther Burbank.
What about those Shasta daisies?
Yeah, we'll probably have some Shasta daisies for sale. The Big Alaskas, which were his primary introduction, took him 17 years to breed that, so that's some persistence. I might even have a couple of Burbank Winterstein apples for sale.
Hmm. How's the flavor on those?
You know, it's a better saucing apple than for anything else. It's a little mushy, kind of. I mean, Gravenstein can get a little mushy anyway. So I would say if you're looking for a good canning apple, it's a good canning apple.
So you can check out the, 50 multi-grafted apple trees that you have there?
Yeah, well, it's not 50 apple trees. It's one tree that has
one tree's 50,
50 tags on it. Yeah, okay. Exactly. And it's kind of funny because it's only a 7-foot tall tree, but it's everywhere you see a dangling tag has got another one.
And do they all produce apples?
They all produce apples, yeah. Usually if it's a first year graft, I pick those apples off just so the weight isn't causing pressure on that brand new union. Mm-hmm. So I try to wait until second or third year to keep the fruit on there.
That's remarkable. What's the best tasting apple on that tree?
That's a really great question. You know, I mean, if I had to pick one that is kind of like my favorite-ish apple, it's probably just McIntosh because that's the apple of my childhood. Oh. Growing up in Pennsylvania, I mean, that's the one that tastes like home. So
It's an okay apple.
It's an okay apple, you know. And I didn't say Red Delicious, obviously. No. But There's an old variety of Red Delicious. If you get the original Red Delicious.
We're not talking about the supermarket.
It's really good.
Red Delicious.
They're
terrible.
They are terrible.
Okay. And my fave, actually, I made an apple crisp for a party this afternoon. I like Golden Delicious. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite for making apple crisps. Anyway,
if you live in the East Coast, yes.
Yeah.
Big difference between those delicious apples, the Macintosh.
Yeah, they
taste
are, depending
from
where
there
they,
to here.
Where
yeah.
They
definitely,
go.
Yeah.
All right. So run it by again. It's $3 to get in. It's 11 to 3 next Sunday.
You got
and
it.
Give us again the 1-minute synopsis of everything we're going to be able to experience at Luther Burbank.
All Sunday. Right. Lemonade and cookies in the greenhouse. Docents stationed in every quadrant of the house. Plant sale. Apple Tree Morris dancers at noon. Photo op with the 1926 Dodge rose smelling competition, clay pot painting, leaf rubbings, matching games, Sonoma State biology, Zen rock building, and bring your own picnic.
That's all?
Actually, we have old ladies giving out carnations too.
Really?
Yeah, for while supplies last, of course, but any lady through the door gets a carnation. Oh. And
all the plants for sale, too.
And all the plants for sale. You can ask me garden questions if you find me. I'm probably going to be buzzing around like a very busy bee, but...
Luther Burbank Home and Gardens, put it on your calendar for next Sunday, Mother's Day. Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We will see you at a Better Way Nursery and Produce next Saturday for a tremendous live broadcast.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery.
Over on Stony Point Road.
Right near Todd Avenue.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
Hope a lot of our listeners come by. It's going to be a party.
And free food.
On the Good Food Hour.
Yeah.
Chef John Ash, speaking of food, that's coming up following the news. 11 o'clock at KSRO Santa Rosa.
On Crystal Clear.